Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here. Welcome, welcome one and all to a very special edition of My Real Country. This week, coming to you from Ballarat. Now, don't forget, before we get into what's on the show this week, you can call my request line anytime. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, this week I'm about an hour out of Melbourne, exploring the third largest populated urban area in Victoria, Ballarat. Now, there was so much to see and do this week that I selected some of my favourite Ballarat experiences. Now, I attended the Pie and Pail Festival, which I was very impressed with. I spoke to passionate chef Peter Ford. And I stayed in the palatial provincial Ballarat, and then I headed out for a slice of heaven at the Tookie Trout Farm. And so much more happened than I can fit in 1 hour. Ballarat is a fantastic place. I've also got some great tunes from Sarah Storer, John Williamson, Mustard Courage, Rose Carleo, Russell Morris, and something new from Jasmine Ray, Jamestown Revival, and Troy Cassidaly. But before we get into the first interview, here is a little hint about what it's going to be about. This is a hint in the form of a song. This is Lee Kernaghan, I Milk Cows. There you go, work that out.
Don't go looking through that old camphor box, woman. You know those old things only make you cry. When you dream upon that little bunny rug, makes you think that life has passed you by. There are days when you wish the world would stop, woman, but then you know some wounds would never heal. But when I browse the early pages of the children, it's then I know exactly how you feel. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. It's Sunday and you should stop the worry, woman. Come out here and sit down in the sun. Can't you hear the magpies in the distance? Don't you feel the new day has begun? Can't you hear the bees making honey, woman, in the spotted gums where the bellbirds ring? You might grow old and bitter 'cause you missed it. You know some people never hear such things. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. Don't buy the daily papers anymore, read all about what's going on in hell. They don't care to tell the world of kindness. Good news never made a paper sell. There's all the colours of the rainbow in the garden, woman, and symphonies of music in the sky. Heaven's all around us if you're looking. How can you see it if you cry? Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again.
So the adventure begins down the most beautiful country road, adorned with lush green grass, fresh air, is home to a family farm producing some of the tastiest milk around. And I must make special mention of the best cream I have ever had. This is my chat with Rachel from Inglenook Dairy.
I have found my favourite nook of all. It's an Inglenook. And if I was going to go anything Inglenook, it would be the Inglenook Dairy. Rachel, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, did you see what I did there?
Yes, yeah. Very good.
That's why I get the big bucks. So, tell me the story behind the amazing milk that you make here through the cows.
I guess we don't do anything to our milk is why our milk is fresh. It's from direct from the farm. The turnover is very quick. It comes from out of the cows and into the bottle and out to the public within a 48-hour period, which is a lot different to a lot of other bigger processes, I guess. We don't put anything in our milk and we don't take anything out. So that's, I guess, why Inglenook tastes different.
Oh, I like that. Now, a really important question. Are you plastic bottle or cardboard carton? Plastic.
What sort of cows you run?
Holstein Friesian. Black and white.
For those of you playing at home in the cities.
Yes, black and white. We are currently looking at, or we're just about to have our pot set yogurt come out.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting on the labels to come back and then that will that'll hit the shelves.
You don't need labels, you just need a big spoon.
Yes, that's what my son says, don't worry about the labels. So that's coming out. I really desperately would like to make butter. Real butter.
Are we talking salted or cultured?
Both.
Big fan of butter making
both, here. Both, probably.
Yeah.
I make butter at home and have a Thermomix.
Oh, you're one of them. I've just judged you now.
No, it's a time saver.
The brochure says.
I've got three children and obviously a very busy business. So, yeah, it's a time saver. But my son won't have
only 2 litre jugs. If you've got more than one kid, you know, you just two litres.
Yeah, I know.
I want the commercial Thermomix that does like 20 litres.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, I can do 2 litres of butter for myself and my sister and my mum.
Butter's a whole food group on its own.
It is. It's delicious.
So
it's absolutely delicious.
You know what? I really love the fact that this is a family operation.
Oh, it is.
You've got cows. You've got some great milk. You've got a wonderful environment for the cows to live happily. And you're just trying to put out great dairy products for your community. And the smartest way to increase the price that we were talking about before is by providing a premium product. And that's exactly what you do. When you walk around the farm, you could hear the banging before in the background and the wind and all of that. It's because we're really on a farm. And if you ever see Inglenook Dairy products, buy them. Buy them all. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Pleasure.
Can I steal some cream for my coffee?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It took some crazy fate, but it was worth the wait. Like you walked out just after I walked in, but it was worth the time before I brushed your side. And when I did, I felt the grip and sting.
know, after our chat, I may have taken some of the Inglenook dairy goods home, particularly the cream, which I turned and churned into some of the best butter I've ever made. And with the buttermilk, I made pancakes too. Goes to show how amazing clean living cows and great raw ingredients go into making mind-blowing dairy and all the goodies you can make with it. So, from cows that love grass to our next song by Sarah Stora, this is Love Grass. See what I did?
Hello, Ben. This is Sarah Stora calling again. We keep missing each other, but I'm just wondering why you aren't playing my music, and if you could please call me back, I've left now 100 messages. Bye.
I've been underneath these stars many times, and I've even seen a meteor hit. Me and my baby.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Stora, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Hi, it's Dick Smith here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Fantastic.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country Ballarat special. Now, for all things country, you can go to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, after my expedition to the farm and seeing so much amazing produce from the Ballarat region, I wanted to learn more about the region, the food, and the intriguing pie and pail competition. So, I went right to the top. Well-known, passionate local chef, Peter Ford.
You're quite a passionate chef, and one of your things is local produce, yeah, and how amazing it is. Can you tell me what this region's got to offer?
Well, Ballarat is kind of a high-altitude area, so our wines are more Pinot Chardonnays. Mm-hmm. We've got volcanic fields out to the east of Ballarat, so fantastic fertile soils where one of the biggest organic farms in the country is. So that's one of the great producers of our area. Lamb has been pushed around a lot. More so now I'm finding pork producers. There's a guy who does... It's not cage pork, it's not the one that we're all afraid of. And his farm generates their own power off their poo.
Yeah. Not crappy power at all.
Touché. And then the other great farmer is Western Plains Pork, and they grow the pork, and they have the big open pens. Mm. So the sows are out in the paddocks, they whelp, or send their litter out, mm-hmm, and then they're raised in big big eco shelters.
Let's bring it back to the Cooper's Pie and Pail Galah. Is that correct?
We can see, yeah. A lovely turn of phrase. We can say Galah. It's a huge night. It's been it's part of the Winterlude Festival here in Ballarat, so yep, ways of getting people outdoors. I mean, I think the first 2 months of winter is wondering whether you're going to go outdoors,
yeah,
and then you think spring's on the way, so we'll get out.
And some of the pies that you've created here are just wonderful. I mean, you've got the... tell me about the pigeon pie. Is that payback for all the statues in town?
Yeah. Look, we had... There's a... To give a little bit of background, it's a competition throughout Ballarat and region for the restaurants. So they're matching... They're creating a pie to match with Cooper's mm-hmm Pale Ale. They present it for judging, and the Galah night that we're part of is the announcing the winners. So I got a bit of a look across all the different pies in the competition. There's about 30 pies being judged. So I wanted to go slightly what they weren't doing. So the pigeon pie is a classic Middle Eastern. So often they use duck, pigeons,
yeah,
small birds. So we thought we'd just change it up a bit, doing something like that. It's an unusual pie in that there's cinnamon and spices through it. It has icing sugar and almonds as one of the garnishes on the top of it. So it's not your typical meat pie, so to speak. Another one we've got is the venison pie. So there's a lot of farm venison around. There's you can the choice of red deer, which is the larger cut of meat, or the fallow deer, which is the carcass size is about the size of a large sheep. So it's about a 22, 23 kilo carcass.
Well, there's plenty of great meat and great food to be had at the Cooper's Pie and Pale Galar. Looking through here, we've got the pigeon pie, pork pie, mushroom truffle pie, venison and quince, and a delightful pomegranate curd and meringue pie as well, each paired with a delightful Cooper's Ale. So I think that I may need to extend my accommodation for another night and possibly drive back the day after.
Nice move.
Absolutely. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much, Peter Ford.
Pleasure. We'll see you on the night.
So from local ingredients that are made lovingly into pies to Collingwood, to their symbol, the magpie, to John Williamson, who mentioned said bird in this next track, Cootamundra Wattle. There you go. Obvious link.
Don't go looking through that old camphor box, woman. You know those old things only make you cry. When you dream upon that little bunny rug, makes you think that life has passed you by. There are days when you wish the world would stop, woman. But then you know some wounds would never heal. When I browse the early pages of the children, it's then I know exactly how you feel. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. It's Sunday and you should stop the worry, woman. Come out here and sit down in the sun. Can't you hear the magpies in the distance? Don't you feel the new day has begun? Can't you hear the bees making honey, woman, in the spotted gums where the bellbirds ring? You might grow old and bitter 'cause you missed it. You know some people never hear such things. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. Don't buy the daily papers anymore, woman. Read all about what's going on in hell. They don't care to tell the world of kindness. Good news never made a paper sell. There's all the colours of the rainbow in the garden, woman, and symphonies of music in the sky. Heaven's all around us if you're looking, but how can you see it if you cry? Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again.
That was just a little bit of bluegrass honesty from Mustard Courage. Now to our indie artist spotlight, Unheard and Unsigned. Now, to get your track here, all you got to do is head to realcountrymix.com, follow the links, and let me know about your song. Now, this week, it's proud Australian country rock chick Rose Carleo with another track from her brilliant album, Time Is Now. This is 10 Years.
When you work it out, we're gonna be 10 years from now. The days roll by and the sun sets. Always promised myself I'd have no regrets. The race is on, the lights are green. I tell you I'm the best I'll ever be. I'm checking the list from 10 years ago. I'm still learning what I need to know. Things to do 10 years from now. Looking back on all I've achieved, there's moments in time that help make me. I ain't done yet, the road is clear. No yellow flags in the upper gear. I'm crossing them off now one by one. I'm telling you now my race ain't run. Things to do 10 years from now. So how 10 years from now? Hey, I spent a lot of time at a crossroad, wondering.
Now, there's nothing like a cracking good music festival in a great Australian town. Now, there's the Tamworth Country Music Festival, there's the Gympie Muster, and now we've got the Mwollumbah Country Roots Festival to add to the diary. October 2 to 5. Now, there is so much to see and do at the festival. The lineup is amazing. There's over 60 acts, including Casey Chambers, Busby Maru, the Davidson Brothers, Archie Roach, Sarah Stora, Bill Chambers, Harry Hookey, Lynn Botel, and so many more. You can check out the full lineup, get your tickets, and organise camping for the Mwollumbah Country Roots Festival, all from their website, mcrfest.com. That's mcrfest.com, and you can be part of something special. After the break, I discover the magic of the provincial Ballarat, I explore the Tookie Trout Farm, and there's some great tunes from Russell Morris, Jasmine Ray, and a whole heap more right after this.
Hi, it's Pauline Hanson here, and if you're not listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, I want a Please Explain.
One, two, three, four!
Hey
guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Stora, Busby Maru, Archie Roach, and more at the Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5. Tickets from mcrfest.com. I wish you were a cowboy. You run off into
a sunset with your restless soul and no regrets. Hi, this is Christy Lamb, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. When you said you love me, I know
it's just a lie. Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country Ballarat special. Now, I couldn't go to Ballarat without at least one reference to Eureka, and it is so articulately done by the master storyteller himself, Russell Morris, I thought I would let the song speak for itself. This is Eureka. I can hear them in the distance coming over the hills. Marching of the feet sounds so battle-drilled. Standing in the gold fields with mud on my boots. Won't be long now for the moment of truth. I hear a piper and a drum. See sticks against guns. Armageddon has begun. Nowhere to run. Peter Layla talking with his head. Squeeze, I hear a piper and a drum. Now, while I was in Ballarat, across from the train station was this delightful building that, as most locals knew, had been empty for years and years and years, until Darren breathed new life into it and created one of the most beautiful hotels in the region, the Ballarat, complete with generous rooms, spa, chandelier, and a super comfy bed.
Ballarat is too big and too much fun and has too many places to explore to do it in just one day. So you need somewhere to stay. And I found one of the best places to stay in Ballarat is the Provincial Ballarat. And I'm here with Darren. You're 50% of the ownership team here. Is that correct?
No, I'm 100%.
And your wife just works here. Is that correct?
Yeah.
We're directly opposite the train station here, so it's easy to get to. And this building was empty for quite a long time until you came along and breathed this amazing new life into it.
Yes, I purchased the property last November, and prior to that it was unoccupied for about 9 years.
Why? It's such a gorgeous building.
It is a gorgeous building, but over time it's been used for a number of things, and I guess it's got a bit of a checkered history in the sense that it's been a nightclub, it's been student accommodation, and nobody's ever really put any money or invested any money into it.
Well, you've done a really great job with it, and I think one of the most special things about the venue, the whole venue, is you've respected the history of the building and how it relates to the history of the town as well, but it's got this wonderful modern vibe, this great energy through it as well. So you've sort of done the mix just beautifully.
Yeah, well, I was mindful. Obviously, it's a heritage listed building. So the carcass, if you like, the external facade is heritage listed. We did a fair bit of work on the outside as far as cleaning it all up. And we're obviously internally mindful of the history of it. It's quite a unique building because it was built in 1909, the Victorian era, and it's very much a building of significance in the sense that it's got a Muslim look with the towers and the domes on the building. The architect who designed the building in his heyday went away from the Victorian era, so it is quite unique, not only in Ballarat, but really unique in Victorian's history.
There is a certain pie on your menu that is absolutely amazing, and it's part of the competition that's in town, Pie and Pale, sponsored by our friends Coopers, and the pie that you guys have put up here is just top-notch.
We're really proud of our chef. We were very fortunate to get Philippe. He came across from Craig's Hotel, which is another iconic building in Ballarat. He was the executive chef there for 8 years, and he knocked on my door and wanted to work at the Provincial, and we accepted him, obviously, for mm-hmm. his skills. And so the pie competition is actually going to be judged, I believe, tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there.
Yep. If there's beer and pies and a collection of the best pies, you know, I'm there. I like pie.
Yeah, we all love a good pie.
So thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to be here. So thanks, Darren.
Pleasure's mine. Thanks very much, mate. Ta.
And now time for a track from Jasmine Ray that explains exactly how I feel when I find an exceptional hotel like the Provincial. This is Jasmine Ray. When I found you.
Today I held flowers and I dressed in white. I made a promise and my mother cried. And every moment till this one right now fades in the shadow of the love that we found. 'Cause I myself.
Now, just letting you know I'm experiencing the wonders of the Ballarat region this week, but there is a way that you can experience real country anywhere you are, whether you're in Ballarat or you're in Perth or Brisbane or Alice Springs or anywhere, not only in Australia, but anywhere around the world. It's called a podcast and it is absolutely free. Here's how you do it. Listen carefully. All you need to do is head to your favourite podcasting app. That's where you get all of your best podcasts from. So that could be iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. Simply do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe to keep the country tunes flowing. So check out our podcast feed right now. After the break, plenty more from Ballarat as I visit the Tookie Trout Farm and also learn a lot of life wisdom from Robert as well.
Hey, we're living in the colours of a rainbow.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Les, and we're the Sunny Cowgirls. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Woo!
It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey's, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com. Now for 30 Second Song powered by our friends at fiverr.com. Now this is where we road test country music of all sorts. You get to hear 30 seconds of a track as a sample and you get to let me know what you think. Sometimes we've got a Beat the Buzzer bonus where the artists get 15 seconds to pitch. It's exciting, it's different, it's fun, and most of all, it's a great excuse to cram more music onto the show. This week's track is from Ryan Dakin. Now, it's his first single from his Dreams EP and it was co-written with a very well-known individual, Drew McAllister, and it was produced by Brad Bergen at Little Red Wagon Studios. Tonight Only Happens Once, that's what it's called. It's a catchy, hook-filled track to his EP centered around the concept of seizing the day, breaking the rules, and playing music way too loud. All values we've got here at Real Country. Here it is right now. Tonight only happens once. This is Ryan Dakin. That was this week's tune. You can get your track here by visiting realcountrymix.com, and you could be next week's 30-second song.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Ballarat special. Now, for all things country, go to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, these next guys, Jamestown Revival, will be out touring Australia in October. At the heart of Jamestown Revival is a friendship that spans over a decade long. Jonathan Clay and Zach Chance. Now, they grew up together in a small town in Texas called Magnolia. And I just think their latest single is brilliant. And it's called California. This is Jamestown Revival. Check them out.
Lately, I've been low. Things been moving slow. I could not tell you why. Maybe too much paradise. Something came crawling and I knew this time I had to go. California, I don't even know you. Taking me away from home. Oh, Magnolia, I'll never get old. Taste the sea. I keep
Now, at the end of a most beautiful and serene road lives Robert, a proud, real farmer. Now, he's got the most amazing view on the mechanics of life and happiness, and courtesy of this, he has many, many happy, healthy trout, cows, sheep, and chooks. And incidentally, Turkey is where the meat in the provincial's pie and pail entry was grown. This is my chat with Robert from the Turkey Trout Farm. It's a wonderful day. The sun is shining. The wind is gently blowing. And we're in Ballarat at the Turkey Trout Farm. And what a amazing space this is. There's sheep, there's cattle, there's chooks, there's places to stay, there's fish, and there's also this fella here, Robert. How are you, mate?
I'm really good.
Now, tell me the story behind the property.
Look, it's a historic property. It first settled in the 1860s. The road you come in on is one of the original roads sort of into the property, but also, I suppose, used to go through the region.
Everywhere you turn here, it is just absolutely amazing. And the fact that we're in the outskirts of, you know, Ballarat, and you've got thousands and thousands of trout. Why fish? Why trout?
In 1985, we thought it'd be a good idea to go into tourism from just being a working farm. And trout was something that we would feel it would, you know, be a successful area to go into.
I'm staying at the Provincial in Ballarat, and I'm also checking out the pie and pail competition. And I had no idea when I first turned up here that the Provincial's pie that they've entered into the competition has your beef in it.
Yeah, I picked out a lovely topside for them.
And that pie was actually dropped off this morning for judging, and everyone was really, really excited about it. So what makes your beef magical apart from everything that we've just talked about?
It's grown on a property that follows organic principles, slow growing, a relaxed time to step over the rocks and eat native grasses and the diversities of the type of country that we have here. And they just quietly take them to the abattoirs. They're brought back to our farm here, where they're a carcass, and they're handled respectfully.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful, and if I had to die and go anywhere, I reckon the Turkey Trout Farm would certainly be it. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you.
Little garden path where we cried and laughed, an old swinging gate that never used to latch, two loving arms when your knee was scratched, home. We had a big backyard. Football games were hard. No matter how we tried, someone always cried. Things were going fine till we broke the clothesline at home. Standing proud and tall, now it looks so small. My world was in that street, I thought I had it all. And now this photograph has got me yearning for home. Home. I'd work with Dad on everything. He'd whistle tunes and I would sing. When that old mantra came, we all signed our names at home. Standing proud and tall, and now now it looks so small. My world was in that street, I thought I had it all. And now this photograph has got me yearning for home. Got a teenage son and a little girl and a wife I love more than this old world. We build our dreams with love and memories of home. Standing proud and tall, and even though it's small, our world is in this street, with them I have it all. And now when I'm away, I yearn every day for home, home, home.
Well, that's your lot for the week. This was my Ballarat special, and it was such a very small taste of what you can see, do, and experience if you take the time to visit Ballarat. A huge, huge thank you to the palatial and amazing provincial Ballarat, to Peter Ford Catering, to Inglenook Dairy, the Tookie Trout Farm, and also to Visit Ballarat for sharing some of the gems of their regional city with me. If you want to visit Ballarat, and I suggest you do, head to visitballarat.com.au to plan your trip today. I'm back in the studio next week, so make sure you tune in on the same station at the same time, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.